This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Here's why I'm incredibly frustrated with President Trump right now. He's not taking the action that he needs to take to expose the deep state and save America. I mean, literally, to save the republic, you've got to expose the deep state. You've got to release the declassified documents that show the deep state abuses of power, the Obama regime's illegal spying on Trump campaign officials, the corruption inside the FBI, the DOJ, all the shenanigans of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and, you know, James Comey and others. I mean, the documents all exist. The FISA warrant application, for example, exists. Trump can get his hands on it. And he ordered these documents released a couple of months ago, and then he backed off of it in order to save British intelligence from being exposed as, frankly, co-conspirators in this plot to spy on Trump campaign officials. The British intelligence, MI6, was involved in this, and they violated laws and treaties, and they don't want to be exposed. But you know what? Let the cards fall where they may. Trump needs to release these documents. He needs to expose the full extent of the criminality in the United States and in the UK. And he needs to root out the evil that is destroying our nation. And I've been told that, well, he can't do it because the people close to him won't follow his orders. The people around him in the White House, you know, the White House counsel, for example, won't take the action. He orders these things to happen, and then they don't happen. And his own people resist because they're part of the deep state, of course. But you know what? Couldn't President Trump just say, bring me the damn documents, bring them to my desk, take pictures of the pages with his cell phone, and just post it on Twitter, for God's sake? He's the president. He can declassify any document he wants. And what are they going to do? Impeach him? Well, they got to impeach him anyway. What are they going to do? Call him a criminal? Well, they call him a criminal anyway. If it's the last thing that Trump does, he needs to release all these documents. He needs to expose the incredible corruption of the deep state, and he needs to call for the arrest of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Peter Strzok, Robert Mueller, John Brennan, and many others. Trump needs to think, you know, if there's a weakness about Trump, it's that he's far more interested in his own survival than, I think, the bigger picture. You notice how he's not releasing these documents, even as all these people around him are falling and being indicted for insanely just crazy things. Like, they're going to send Michael Flynn to prison for what? A process crime for lying to the FBI? The FBI set him up, didn't even tell him they were interrogating him. Told him, don't have a lawyer present. We're just having a chat. And then in that chat, and they wrote up a dishonest 302 document and claimed he lied to them. That needs to be exposed. Why is Trump allowing Michael Flynn to be incarcerated? And what about the attacks on everybody else? I mean, Jerome Corsi and Roger Stone and others, anybody associated with Trump is being targeted for criminal prosecution. This is the criminalization of politics. It is a very dangerous precedent. Trump needs to stop it, and he can stop it, but he's not stopping it. That's the thing. That's what's so frustrating, is that Trump's got the power to stop all this, but he's not doing it. And I think that he's trying to plan for his own survival here instead of doing what needs to be done to expose this deep state. And I got to say, if Trump doesn't get on the ball here, like now, he will be destroyed, and everybody associated with him will be destroyed, and he will not win re-election in 2020. A Democrat will come in, and that Democrat will have all Trump campaign officials arrested and charged with made-up crimes, while the real crimes of the Clinton Foundation are completely ignored. The real crimes of Barack Obama, the money laundering, the treason that he has committed, all these incredible crimes that Obama committed will be ignored. And the crimes of Hillary Clinton will be ignored. The crimes of James Comey, who is a very high-level insidious criminal liar, his crimes will be ignored as well. This is what Trump is allowing to happen by not taking the action that needs to happen now. He's got to release these documents. He's got to take decisive action. He needs to declare martial law in California right now and go in there, and he needs to arrest the governor, and he needs to call for new elections, because there was so much fraud carried out in the 2018 midterms in California, so-called ballot harvesting, which is blatantly unconstitutional, blatantly dishonest, and unethical. He needs to clean up California, and the only way to do it is to get the corrupt officials out of power there. I mean, probably that will never happen, but he needs to do that. He needs to declare a new national emergency along the southern border, and he needs to deploy the military to build the wall. Did you know that we just gave another $4.8 billion in aid to Mexico? How are we giving almost $5 billion to Mexico, but we're not building our own wall, for God's sake? And there was another $5 billion given to Central and South America, too, for more foreign aid. There's all this foreign aid. What about U.S. aid? I mean, why aren't we helping ourselves build the damn wall, protect our economy, protect our country from criminal violence? We need to protect our border. Why is that not happening? That's a question. I mean, what, taxpayer money going to fund the very nations that are invading our country with illegals who are overrunning us, destroying our culture, destroying our democracy? It's unreal. I mean, Trump is our last chance to take back America. That's it. There will never be another Trump elected, because now they've clamped down total censorship control over the internet. They're going to make sure they steal every election from this day forward. Google is now stealing every election. The censorship, the influence, the ballot harvesting, all of this has now been ramped up by a factor of 10 because Trump won the election in 2016. The globalists are going to make sure that never, ever happens again. And they're going to make sure that Trump is destroyed, that anyone who even thinks about running for president like Trump did as an outsider will tell themselves, no way, it's not worth it. Because they will throw Trump in prison. They will criminalize him. The deep state is so dangerous to this nation that destroying the deep state or exposing it has to be the number one goal of President Trump. And yet, I don't see it happening. I'm not yet at the point where I think all hope is lost, but we're getting close. If Trump doesn't take decisive action very, very soon to expose the deep state and release the classified documents, then not only is he going down, but America is going down, and we'll probably end up in a civil war at that point, because I don't think the people will stand by idly as their nation is overrun by the deep state. If Trump is impeached or criminalized or all these other things that may happen to him, I think the people will revolt. And so we'll end up in a civil war, which is exactly what the globalists want. They want America to be weakened by a civil war. President Trump needs to avert that civil war by releasing the classified document, well, declassified, and exposing the deep state players right now. He's got to call for the arrest of those traitors in the Obama administration who masterminded this entire thing. I'm talking about the Russia collusion hoax. It was masterminded. They inserted spies in the Trump campaign. They got an illegal FISA warrant. They set up Papadopoulos and others by offering them free trips to Europe, and then they would hang out with them in a bar and tell them something and then write it up and say, it's working for the Russians. You know, it is an insane, dishonest intelligence operation, massively coordinated, hundreds of people involved in this, and every one of those people needs to be indicted and thrown in prison. Trump has the documents that can accomplish that. Why isn't he releasing them? That's my question. Why isn't he releasing them? There aren't that many options remaining here. The media is completely dishonest. They will not report any truth or positive news about Trump. They will only report lies and leaks and anything that damages Trump. In fact, the mainstream media is hoping that America suffers an economic collapse so they can blame Trump. They don't care what happens to this country as long as they can blame Trump. That's what they're doing. The media has to be exposed. There are CIA operatives that run all the major media outlets, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN. It's all CIA mouthpieces, folks. It's intelligence community propaganda. That's all it is. It's Pravda in America. That's got to be exposed. And Trump has tens of millions of Americans supporting him. And probably if it came to it, like a civil war situation, millions of Americans would take up arms if he authorized it in order to defend this nation and arrest the deep state traitors. So why isn't Trump invoking these powers he has? He's got emergency powers. He's got the power to arrest the traitors, to release the documents, expose the lies of the Obama administration. He's got everything he needs to do this. He's got the power. He's arguably the most powerful man in the world right now as the president of the United States of America. What is he doing with that power? Right now, it doesn't seem like he's doing much with it, does it? This is where the frustration comes from. Seems like he should be a lot more aggressive. Seems like he should be releasing the declassified documents. You know, seems like he should be calling for the arrest of many, many people. I mean, I know this is a DOJ issue as well. He's got to have the right attorney general in there, but isn't Whitaker acting attorney general right now? Can't he do this? Why isn't Whitaker indicting and arresting people right now? There's a question for you. I mean, we're always told, oh, you got to wait for this other person to get confirmed. Oh, you got to wait for this other thing to happen. This other bombshell is going to drop. Oh, the documents are going to get released, we were told. Oh, you know, there are thousands of sealed indictments against the deep state criminals. Where are those? Where are the arrests? Where are the documents? Nothing is happening that would protect America from all of this. Nothing is happening. It's at a standstill, but except the deep state continues to encroach upon our liberties. The deep state is being very effective. The media is spreading more lies every single day, brainwashing Americans with fake news. But nothing good ever happens that's pro-America? That's what's frustrating to everybody who loves America. Everybody who supports honest government, or better yet, really, really small government. That's how you keep government honest, is you make them small. You take away their money, shrink it by 90%, take away the power to create money. That's how you keep government honest, by the way. Anyway, these are just some thoughts. Maybe Trump's got a Trump card up his sleeve here, and he's about to deploy some big bombshell. Oh my God, nothing this huge in the history of America has ever happened. Look, thousands of people are being arrested and going to jail. Maybe he's got that planned, but then what is he waiting for? Christmas? I mean, what is he waiting for? You better do it now, or they're going to assassinate him soon. They're going to impeach him. They're going to defame him. They're going to criminalize him and then assassinate him after they convince people to no longer even care about him. This is what's coming. It's a blueprint. It's a playbook. They do this all the time. So my message to President Trump is you better take action now, not just for your own survival, but for the survival of America. If you don't do this, if you don't release the documents, if you don't arrest the deep state traitors, it's over for America. It really is. You can stay informed by reading Trump.news or newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here with news and analysis. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products
for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.